USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Attorney General William Barr took heat from Democrats on Capitol Hill. Here's Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal.
You, in effect, exonerated or cleared the president.
No, I didn't exonerate. I said that we did not believe that there was sufficient evidence to establish an obstruction offense, which is the job of the Justice Department.
That was in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee. Barr was supposed to appear before the House on Thursday, but now he says he's not going. Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler.
I can understand, given how dishonesty has been since March 24th at the latest, I can understand why he is afraid of facing more effective examination.
He says he won't issue a subpoena yet, but the committee is considering a contempt citation against Barr if the Justice Department doesn't provide them with the unredacted Mueller report soon. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
A special drone is making history. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
We've seen them deliver Amazon orders and pizzas, but for the first time anywhere in the world, a drone has delivered a donated organ for a waiting recipient. The successful test flight was only 3 miles, but it was what a team at the University of Maryland calls a critical step in the efforts to speed up delivery of donated organs. The head of the team was reportedly pursuing the project because he's been frustrated so many times over organs taking too long getting to patients. He says the recent flight by the drone is proof concept that this broken system can be innovated. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A judge in London is sentencing WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange to 50 weeks in prison. It's for skipping bail 7 years ago when he fled to the Ecuadorian embassy to escape extradition to the United States. He has an extradition hearing on Thursday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How could you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
So far, the weather this year has been more than erratic. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg gives us a look at the future.
As the calendar turns from April to May, many folks are wondering what sort of weather we can expect for the next month. Well, I had a chance to chat with AccuWeather's Joel Lundberg.
Kind of looks as if the Northwest is going to be on the warm and dry side of the ledger, and it looks like most of the nation from the Mississippi Valley on east will also be somewhat warmer than normal. Not necessarily excessively hot, but just on the warm side of normal. The place that looks to be coolest will be from the western plains into the central and southern Rockies in the southwest, where temperatures could average 2 to maybe 3 degrees below normal for the month of May. As we look at precipitation across the country, we're expecting this wet weather pattern that we've been seeing across the southern plains to persist into the month of May and probably along the western Gulf Coast, maybe into Florida, and also above normal precipitation across the central and southern Rockies. By contrast, there may be some good news. Those areas that have been very beleaguered with a lot of wet weather across the Midwest and Great Lakes and into the Ohio Valley and Mid-Atlantic states should gradually see a downturn of precipitation and maybe actually have a period of dry weather mid to late month.
New York City now has a road named Sesame Street. It's to honor the iconic public TV show's 50th anniversary. Mayor Bill de Blasio, along with Big Bird, Oscar the Grouch, and the whole cast were on hand on the Upper West Side where they renamed 63rd Avenue to Sesame Street. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.